Broadcast live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Brings up about this, I'm sure one or two of you can relate. I certainly know of somebody who's been a victim of this. We speak to Simthandile Myamani, Legal Practitioners Fidelity Fund Support Practitioner Manager. This, as reports say, and it's a shocking figure, really, if you look at it, the number of people who've fallen prey to this. Legal practitioners have stolen an estimated 1.4 billion rand from South African trusts, primarily due to trust structure loopholes and insufficient institutional cooperation. So according to the LPFF, 561 reported cases of trust fund theft involving lawyers remain unprosecuted. So let's just get a sense of what the volume is in terms of industry standard and what the prosecution levels are, or at least the possibility thereof. A very good evening to you, and thank you so much for joining us. Simthandile Myamani.
Good evening to you and good evening to your listeners.
So how widespread is this practice? So if we say in 2023 alone, 1.4 billion rand was reportedly stolen, do we have figures for 2024 as yet?
We do have the figures for 2024. However, I need to caution that those figures are not yet published because they will be coming into the annual report that we're still waiting to have.
But would you say the levels are the same, better, worse?
I would not necessarily say they are better or worse or the same. And the reason for that being that when we receive the claims, it's not necessarily claims that are arising from matters for that particular year. Mm. So it could be claims coming from previous years. In terms of our prescription period, it works on the basis of a person suspecting theft in a trust account or knowing that there was theft in a trust account. And it says that within 3 months of suspecting or knowing that the monies are missing, you need to then lodge or notify us of the claim, of a potential claim with us. So at this stage, we don't know what the figures are. We also do not know from which periods those thefts will be coming from.
Okay. So you've had, in the last year, according to your statement, had 390 cases involving defaulting attorneys, 47 of which went to trial. I just want to get a sense, when you say there's either suspicion of theft or there's perhaps evidence of that, give us a typical example of what happens and when people then are alerted to that something is amiss, something has gone awry.
There will be various symptoms in terms of the relationship that you have already built with the legal practitioner over the period that they are giving you the legal service. For instance, if as you engage with them, they kept giving you updates of how far the matter is and suddenly they are silent about it, or at some point they had given an indication that they are about to conclude the matter and suddenly you can't reach them when you phone to inquire about the matter, that should make you suspicious. If you are involved with a legal service where there was an indication that it will take so long to wrap up, and you know that as you are engaging those services, there were no hurdles that could result in any delays, or you were not informed of any hurdles, but the money is not forthcoming, and again, you cannot get hold of the legal practitioner, that should give you suspicion. Mm-hmm. So as soon as there's an indication that something has changed with the way that we've been relating, or something has changed from what I was promised, you need to inquire as to what's happening. If you can't get that platform because they are running away from you, that should be suspicious enough for you to come and notify us. But when you notify us, you are notifying us of a suspicion. You also need to go and lodge a complaint with the Legal Practice Council, which is the regulatory body for all legal practitioners in the country, so that they can investigate the complaint. And if on investigation they discover that the money is no longer in trust, it's been misappropriated, they will then advise you to come to us because they cannot pay claims. We are the ones who pay claims.
And the reason I ask about, when one knows, because it seems that these lawyers enjoy a considerable amount of autonomy over these accounts. And sometimes if you are not savvy in terms of the legal language of processes, it could take you a while. And I understand that also audits are only done once a year. So you've just mentioned what could be suspicious, but then tell me what process then unfolds. Because a friend that I know who's been through something similar went on to report to the superior, and the superior seemed to support the wrongdoer, as it were, and it's been a frustrating couple of years.
I don't know who the superior was. It could have been a legal practitioner who owns the firm. Maybe your friend was dealing with a legal practitioner who is employed in the firm. Mm. But like I've indicated, if you are not satisfied with explanations that you are getting from the legal practice, you have every right to approach the legal practice counsel. And there is an office of the legal practice council in every province in the country. So approach the legal practice council, lodge a complaint, indicate to them what exactly happened. They will do the investigation. And as I've indicated, if the investigation results are such that there was theft or they could not place the monies in the trust account, then they will definitely refer you to us to lodge a claim with us.
Okay, so in this case, this person has already approached the LPC. But let's just talk widely. I mean, what are the chances of successful prosecution? As I mentioned, those 390 cases, I believe 14 of those were successfully prosecuted. What are you able to do? How are you able to assist people? And if you could just take us beyond the LPC, what are you able to do as an organization, as the Legal Practitioners Fidelities Fund support?
As the Legal Practitioners Fidelity Fund, our mandate is to reimburse clients of legal practitioners who suffer pecuniary loss, which means whose monies that was entrusted with the legal practitioner goes missing at the hands of the legal practitioner. So when that happens, and like I've indicated, the suspicion or this actual theft that the person is aware of, you can approach us and you can lodge your claim. You will be required to submit an affidavit, a commissioned affidavit, that will indicate what happened, what monies were entrusted, what the amount was, when their entrustment took place, and if you had paid monies into the trust account, proof of that payment. So obviously, when we receive a claim, we will then do our own investigations to ascertain the merits of the claim. And once we are satisfied that there is a valid claim, we then go on to say, what amount is involved? What's the quantum of the claim? Because in some instances, you'll find that you had paid 100,000 into the trust account, but out of that 100,000, 70,000 was probably used for your benefit to pay certain third parties for your benefit, in which case you can then not come and claim 100,000 from us, but 30,000, because 30,000, 70,000 was used for your benefit. So when you come to us, we'll do our own investigation, we'll satisfy ourselves that there's merit to the claim and what the quantum is, and when we are satisfied, we will then settle the claim with you. Mm-hmm. You don't have to appoint another legal practitioner to represent you with us. You can come directly, or if you choose, you can appoint another legal practitioner, but obviously that other legal practitioner will also charge fees for the services that they will be rendering.
So are you able to do your work based on the success that the LPC has? And does the NPA play a role?
Well, it's not necessarily on the success per se, because whilst you lodge a complaint with the LPC, the LPC is going to investigate and they are going to look at the ethical conduct of the legal practitioner. At the same time, you can still approach us. Whilst you're dealing with the LPC, you can also approach us to say, I suspect that there is this theft. So you don't have to wait for the outcome of what the LPC is doing. You can come to us at the same time. The role of the NPA kicks in the fact that we encourage people who come to claim with us to open criminal cases against these lawyers. So when you come to us, come with a case number. However, in a case where you have not opened one, as soon as we have settled your claim, we step into your shoes and we can pursue a criminal case on your behalf. And that's where the NPA will then start to play a role in terms of prosecuting those matters.
All right. So they say forewarned is forearmed. Just a quick one then. What are the major loopholes that you still foresee as being problematic?
One of the things that we see as problematic necessarily, which mostly lead to the claims that we are receiving, is that when people are not aware that there is a place where they can go and recover their monies that has been stolen, which is us. And it is one of the reasons why we're now talking to stations where we are actually making people aware that there is a place that you can go to. Some people are not even aware that there's a regulatory body for lawyers. So they do not even go to the LPC. So we are saying to people, you need to understand one of the things when you appoint a lawyer to represent you in a matter, you become the principal in that relationship. You have appointed him to give you a service as you would have appointed a plumber in your house. So in that case, you have every right to inquire about what's happening, how far the process is, and the legal practitioner, either at early termination or at the end of the matter that they are dealing with, they have an obligation to account to you. In that account, they need to tell you how much was received for you and how much was paid out and how was it paid out. So it should not just have a figure that does not say what was paid for. It has to be a statement that is very transparent. Okay. In the same way that when you put your monies with the bank will tell you how your monies were used. So people need to make sure that they do get those statements and they engage the legal practitioners that are representing them.
All right. Thank you very much. Simthandile Miamani, Legal Practitioners, Fidelity Fund Support Practitioner Manager.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.